Chapter 8. Voices in the Barn. The next day, Ali Baba and his family were working in their garden. At noon, they heard a knock on the main gate of the house. When they went to answer, they were greeted by a man with 20 horses. Each horse had two very large jars hanging one on each side.
"Good day, my friend," said the captain of the thieves. "I am a poor oil seller, and I have come to your village to sell my oil. But my animals are very tired and hungry. May we stay with you for the night? I will gladly give you a jar of oil as payment."
Ali Baba was a very kind man and asked for no payment.
"My friend, you and your animals are welcome here. Please, be my guest," said Ali Baba.
"You don't need to pay me. I am happy to be of service to you." He then called to Morgiana to help move the animals into the barn and give them food. Once inside the barn, Morgiana was sure that she heard voices.
"No, there can't be voices because horses can't speak. Maybe I'm just hearing the buzzing of insects," she thought to herself.
She started to give the animals some food and water, but she still heard the voices. She listened and heard the thieves whispering.
"Oh, my legs hurt from being inside this jar for so long," whispered one thief. "I'm so hungry," whispered another.
"I have to go to the bathroom,"
whispered a third one. And finally, she heard one voice say,
"When will we jump out and kill Ali Baba?"
Morgiana now knew the thieves' horrible plan, so she quickly made a plan of her own.